K-A-P-P.
I'm here.
N-A-K-P-P. N-A-K-P-P. K-E-A-P-P-P. How was your weekend?
I had a busy weekend. Father-in-law died, so it was expected, but nonetheless, he has left us. So it was busy weekend, so not too much. Oh, just a second. I just knocked the door over.
Well, I'm very, very sorry to hear that. My condolences to you and the wife and the family. Hope you guys can get some you know, unity together over that. My apologies about that.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was expected. He was in hospice for about 6 months, so you know, you always, you know, you expect it, but you don't, you know. So, but took most of the weekend, and then today we had a bunch of running around to do, not related to that, but stuff that you normally do. So, all in all, the weekend was busy. So, but nice thing is the weather's supposed to hang, so I'll be able to go golfing tomorrow evening, tomorrow afternoon, at least for a couple hours, and all we'll get back to a little bit of normalcy. So that's good. How was yours?
Well, I'm glad to hear it wasn't sudden. Like I said, hopefully you guys can find closure now by the time of the next chapter. And, yeah, you're right. That hot weather is sticking around. I'm not loving the weather. I'm ready for some fall temperature. However, I can't complain because while it's warm, at least it's not humid. So I guess I will be appreciative for that. And, yeah, I can see how you'd like getting out and doing some golfing in this weather. My weekend was pretty decent. I spent Saturday, the first half of Saturday, getting some work done around the house, and then ran up to the cabin with my immediate family and my cousins at their cabin. Saturday night we had a bonfire down at their place. Today we did a little bit of work out in our woods, went for a little tour, and then I cut the grass at the cabin. Now I'm coming through West Branch right now. I'm about to grab a Baja Blast in a minute and then hit the highway southbound.
Yeah, I scanned that. I gotta adjust it right. And these digital channels, it jumps really fast. Was that you that threw your call out maybe 10, 15 minutes ago? Because I just thought I caught it, and I gotta slow this thing down, but I'll get to it. So, but was that you?
It was not me. I was just silently monitoring. I saw a blip come up on my handheld control head at like 2. But like I said, I'm on the extreme edge of this repeater. I don't know how I so get into it so luckily every time. So I don't think I was in a good spot to see the call ID that came across.
Okay, well, I kind of got the same blip, so maybe it was just the person that was transmitting. So, but, I think you were a big fan of the Motorola radios, too, and you got to get everything just right for it to hang around a bit. So, but I couldn't answer it. I was on the phone, but nonetheless. So, okay, I'm heading back towards just up the Marianoff, and I'm heading back towards the Baltimore. So I'll be here for a little bit. How much of a drive you got ahead of yourself?
Yeah, you're right. I do like these Motorola radios. It's an expensive like. But I've got about an hour of drive time, assuming no traffic or anything gnarly like that. I'm actually looking to pick up a couple more Motorola's. I'd like to pick up a lot, but I like to do it one or two at a time. Today, when I was doing a property tour with my cousins, we split up into two side-by-sides. So I gave my cousin, and they had two or three people in their side-by-side. I gave them my handheld Motorola XPR7550E, and I put it on an FRS frequency, and then I took actually one of my old Baofengs that I had laying around and put that on an FRS frequency, and that way we could drive around to the property and I could kind of get them a little tour as we went through ours and the kind of the changes we were making. So that being said, I'd like to pick up a couple more nice Motorola's and eventually a Motorola repeater so I could do a GMRS repeater up here in the cabin.
Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. You had heard they're starting to come down on the, they haven't done it yet, but there's a lot of chitter-chatter about linking GMRS repeaters together. I think you've heard that, right?
Yeah, I have heard that. I heard they said you can't link them by any means anymore, where previously it was kind of interpreted that it was you couldn't link it over the phone line. Now they're all, the FCC is getting all cranky about it. And, you know, I do understand the pros and cons of linking GMRS repeaters. I ultimately think we need more frequency pairs for repeaters, especially if you're in Michigan. You can't use a couple of the channels because they're close to Canada, which is frivolous in the first place. But I like link systems, but I also like standalone systems, too. It's nice to kind of make contact and then get onto a local frequency when possible.
Yeah. Well, the link one down here, at least for now, it's gotten kind of obnoxious. So, you know, the ops are, like, getting, I don't know, the word is crassly fed up with it. You know, it's almost getting a little bit CB-like, and that might be what changes their mind about, you know, the connectivity. But they're working on it, you know. I mean, they got a ways to go and, you know, and things of that nature. So, you know, but, yeah, it's kind of unclear, but nobody's really been nailed yet. So, you know, as far as that goes. I did see one guy that made a YouTube video, and some YouTube videos are just crap, and other ones, you know, there's some really smart people that, you know, do these, and this guy, he had made a comment, you know, his take on it was never the intention for GMRS to be, this is, of course, his interpretation, to be PAM-like. It was always the intention to be an appliance-type device where you buy it, you get a license, and you use it, and that's it. You weren't supposed to be monkeying around with, you know, things like that. Because, you know, realistically, you know, between wherever we go, 420, 430, 420 to, you know, 460, or, you know, it's not that high, 450, you can do anything you like as long as you don't, you know, upset somebody in that area, and as long as you don't bounce outside that band. You know, they never really had that, but this GMRS thing is very finite, so, you know, we'll have to just see how it all shakes out. But, yeah, they make repeaters that are, you know, really inexpensive, but, you know, from the sounds of it, you're probably going to want to get something with a little bit of horsepower, a little bit of height, and a little bit of a 100% duty cycle behind it.
Yeah, no, I've seen some of that video and stuff. Here, I copied all that transmission. Give me just 1 second. I'm in the line at the drive-thru getting a cop for the ride. I'll hop back on the radio here momentarily. KE8 PVP.
Take your time. Be careful. NAKPP.
KE8 PVP. NAKPP.
Yes, sir. So, but yeah, they were talking about that, and I did a little bit more research. I just talked to a friend of mine that he's really into radio. You know, I'm just a sort of guy, and I guess that we were talking last time about that VHF P25. I guess that does exist down here. It just doesn't get any action. And he also said there's another one down. He knew who owned them. And I guess there's another one down here that there's 900 links on it, 927 or whatever band that the amateurs own. And he said that, you know, he said those are there. So I put it in one of my analog radios just to hear if I ever heard, you know, any digital noise. And I haven't heard a thing out of it. So I think zero people use that. What about you?
Yeah, no, going back to your comments on the GMRS repeater, there's a couple I've got my eyes on. One's Motorola XPR 8400. You might be able to do ham or GMRS with that, you know, depending on how I program it. And I could also do GMR with it if I wanted to. So, you know, I could set up a low-power repeater in my area and do GMR, or I could set up a GMRS repeater up at the cabin or whatever I wanted to do. The other repeater that I'm very serious looking up is a Hytera, I want to say M565, I don't know the exact number, but it's like kind of a portable repeater, and you can add a battery pack, you can add a duplexer pack, it's 25 watts, and you can do analog or GMR, and I really like that because I either take that with me up to my cabin and get that on a power supply up here, and feed it into an amplifier and do GMRS at the cabin, or I do some hunting in some other areas where I'd love to take that and set that up as a temporary GMRS repeater, say I'm going through the UP, I can take it up there and kind of be portable with it. I think it'd be a lot of fun to mess around with, so we'll see what I end up with. I'll leave 5 seconds here.
Well, with the GMRS, you'll probably get more action on it, and you'll also, you know, you can also, your family can use it, and there's all sorts of pluses to it, you know, and I would imagine up there it is probably very scarcely used. You know, down here, you know, I noticed, like, Target uses GMSR frequencies for their store, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, you know, like, stop, you know, and it's just whatever. I mean, we're worried about all this other stuff, and yet Target's using it for inventory, you know, and associate needed in aisle 5, you know, blah, 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 everything else like that. And I think they're on a repeater because you can hear them, you know, you can hear it, like, you know, it does that. I don't know if that's a digital ID, you know, that iPhone ID, or if it's a repeater, but one of these days I'm going to grab my handheld and I'm going to go over there and screw around and see if I can't figure out where they're at and if they are on a repeater or they're not.
You know, and it's everywhere, whereas in Bay County I was kind of limited on what I could get into with it.
Yeah, well, if the FCC wants to get some big bucks and fines and tickets and everything else, there's the place to go because, you know, those people are going to surrender instantly.
What did you say about the FCC there? I couldn't hear you for some reason.
No, I was saying that if the FCC was, you know, one of the things is that they were talking about, you know, what we were talking about earlier, you know, well, the FCC can just issue out fines and make it, you know, make the fine big enough that you got to pay it, but, like, cost prohibitive that you couldn't, it wouldn't be worth fighting. And I'm saying that, well, if that's the case, then why don't they start parking their little butts in front of Target stores and things like that and Menards and Lowe's and then start nailing those companies for using those frequencies.
Yeah, no kidding. I bet you they can make some good money going after corporations using, you know, radios they're not licensed to use. That you know, they could sue the corporation and probably and get paid off. I agree. I've even found, you know, it's almost always UHF radios, like FRS radios, which... whatever. It's kind of annoying, but not the biggest deal to me. But I remember back when I kept my 2-meter radio in the truck. I had 110-watt P25 analog radio in here. There was, up in Bay County, we've got the Saginaw River, which is connected to Saginaw Bay, Lake Huron, yada, yada, yada. And they ship wind turbine blades to us, and they unload them in Bay City, and then they put them on these semi-trucks, and they have all these escorts and stuff that take them down the highways. And the escort company was using 146.520, the 2-meter calling frequency, for their talk around and convoy frequency. And that was pretty annoying for a while because my mobile kept picking it up every time I was in the truck. But thankfully, I haven't heard too much lately.
Yeah, somebody might have barked at him or something of that nature. So, well, let's just hope that they start enforcing some of that stuff or people get the messages. But, yeah, and the repeaters down here, you know, you hear like a GMRS call on the repeater. I mean, they get barked at right away, and if they continue to talk, nobody talks back to them. And if they do continue to talk, you know, the SysOp usually just shuts the repeater off for, you know, temporary.
Are you talking about the MI-8 repeater down there, or is there some other standalone GMRS repeaters down there?
No, I'm talking about the ham repeaters down here. You know, every once in a while you'll hear somebody with a GMRS call trying to use our ham repeaters. You know, I guess they got like the 2.6 and things of that nature. You know, there's a good amount of coverage. I'm not sure what 2.6 is. That's the FBI. Is that 8?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never heard of GMRS kind of hopping a ham repeater up here, but it's only a matter of time, I reckon. Are you familiar with Motorola RAS, R-A-S, Restricted Access System?
It's one of the things on the programming thing that I've never messed with. What does that do?
I've never used it, but I'm somewhat familiar with it, and I think it's an interesting concept. So Motorola, and then making, you know, Moto Turbo for businesses, they have this thing called Restricted Access System, and essentially what it does is, if you have a repeater or a repeater network, the repeater can be loaded up with this RAS code, which is like it's like a key almost. And radio, like you or I, we try to get onto that repeater, and we don't have that RAS key into our radio, we can't use the repeater. We can still transmit on the frequency. It's not encryption. It's almost like a secret TL tone, if you will. So if you could in theory have a link system or just a standalone repeater for members only, and if they were paying members, then you could issue them with the RAS, the RAS key. And then another way that you could do it is that you only let certain DMR IDs access it, and it could be anywhere from you just add to all the DMR IDs manually, which that would take forever. But there's a couple different ways to do it, but yeah, you can essentially use restricted access system to kind of limit who could use it without using encryption. So it sounds like it's a legal way to kind of keep a repeater from being used by unauthorized individuals.
The hiccup with that is everybody would have a restricted access radio, and a lot of these radios don't have that. So that would make that kind of miserable, I believe.
Yeah, no, definitely. The only way that you can get around that, as far as I'm aware, is like I kind of said, going back to the, you can allow certain DMR IDs to use it. So if someone had a DMR Baofeng or TRD or whatever the Chinese DMR radios are, a club can say, your DMR ID, please set it to 313-30 whatever. And then the repeater owner can add them to that. And even though they don't have anywhere to enter a RAS key on their menu, the repeater will acknowledge that repeater ID as a legitimate user. Now granted, that being said, you could get around that by spoofing someone's ID. But, you know, that would get pretty complicated. But it's just an interesting concept. And, you know, with ham radio being allowed for experimentation, it'd be kind of interesting for a members-only repeater to kind of have that on there. But it's also kind of, it can be a double-edged sword, I guess, because I know I'm going to be on the repeater.
Yeah, it'd be kind of dickish for ham. And then the other thing would, I think about it, you know, is DMR, you know, I kind of wish there was more users on DMR, you know, so the last thing you really want to do is restrict those people. Because, you know, there's a, by down here, I'm going to say by a margin, I'm not sure how much, I don't dare to guess. If I would, I'd say 25% or so, 30%. Fusion seems to be the big buggy down here. They got a couple monster repeaters down here. They got one that I can literally hit from my basement with my house with a handy talkie. But I just don't like the way it sounds. I just don't, it just bothers me. It just like, it's screechy and I can't seem to fix it. And everybody says, oh, it's so great. You know, well, I'm sorry, but my old ears, I can't get used to it. I just don't like it. I mean, I like the people. I like the idea. I like all you gotta do is get the frequency. It's gonna default to whatever the repeater set it to default. You know, it does do, you know, all of the worldwide ones and, you know, statewide and all the other stuff. It does do all of that stuff just by programming it. But, you know, I just don't like the sound of it. And I don't know, maybe it's my radio, whatever. Maybe I should try getting a mobile, you know, use a mobile, a 300 or a 500 or something like that, and play with it. But I just don't like the way it sounds.
Yeah, I haven't messed with any of the Fusion stuff or D-Star. However, I think it's interesting how all the ham companies kind of came out with their own proprietary digital mode. I wish there was a little more interoperability between them all. That would be kind of nice. But I understand how that's an extremely complicated thing. I like the sound of P25 the most. Me and my friends use P25 Simplex quite a bit, or we used to. We don't as much anymore. We use the P25 repeater system, and then I've got a P25 radio that I use to listen to the public safety up here, and that's on more than my ham radio is, to be frank. I pretty much leave it on my county law channel, and I'll occasionally flip it to the county fire, and I listen to that just for kind of, you know, situational awareness when I'm driving around, and I kind of like to listen in on that, and I like the sound of P25 quite a bit, but I like Yaesu. I do think they make good stuff. I think it'd be nice to have a dual-band mobile. Again, because, you know, Motorola doesn't make a dual band, and I wouldn't mind having P25 and UHF on the same rig.
Yeah, me too. So, Well, Gabe, I'm on the final approach. I'm pulling in my driveway, so I'm going to let you go. I got a bunch of stuff I got to get ready for work in the AM. So, pleasure talking to you. Pleasure giving this repeater a little bit of workout. And you said you thought, the other thing I was going to chat with you, I'll wait till next time. It's no hurry. This is kind of like a wish list, not a real want. You know, you said you thought you had a friend that was going to sell a VHF P25. So, we can chat about that next time. So I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to be clear after your final, sir, and KPB.
Okay, yeah, very well. I did mention that. I'll have to get back in touch with them. It's been a while since I've chatted with them. But good hearing from you. Sorry once again about your father-in-law, and hope you have a good rest of your Sunday night and a good work break up ahead. KEA-PBB, I'll be clear, 73.
Take care, dude. Drive safe.